Dailies today, the concluding part. I'm Sheriff Quadri.
I'm Jimmy Disu. Good morning.
You can watch us on Facebook and on YouTube. Search for Nigeria Info 99.3. On Facebook, please like our page so that anytime we come up on the live stream, you can get notification from Facebook that we are up and then you can join. Same goes for YouTube. Just subscribe to our channel so you just know anytime we are on. Okay, let's begin. Let's start with the Vanguard newspaper, page 5. Elections logistics in danger with fuel scarcity. INEC.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Well, I don't think they're not telling us something that we don't know. What we know is in danger. What we don't know is if there is any concrete plan. Any concrete plan to change the situation in the next 24 days. Election is this month, okay? Is there any concrete plan on the part of the government? I heard the president set up a 14-man committee, okay? Why it took that long, I don't know, but set up a 14-man committee to look at the issue of fuel scarcity, the issue of the currency. Of course, we all know how far that has gone. Because INEC they're going to mobilize 100,000 vehicles and they have to be fueled. And it's not a situation of dropping tanker loads of petrol all over the country. That is not going to work. You need to ease what you have on ground. Then you now ask yourself, what did Bola Tinubu mean when he said that whether they give us fuel or not, we will vote? What does that mean? What's the thinking behind it? Does he think that the powers that be are planning to scuttle the election? These are questions that just, you know, resonate in your mind. I think there's something wrong. I said this yesterday. The way I speak is there's more to what I did not say than what I have said. I've learned the art of innuendo from my university days. And thanks to the likes of Professor Wodeshika, not that he taught me directly, but, you know, my friends know what I mean. Where I could be sitting talking to Sheriff, you'll be sitting down here, you won't understand jack of what I'm saying, and you think you do. So what's going on? And the security forces need to be on top of the game. I hope that all our arms of government have not been seriously infiltrated. Because surely, if in the same month you're going to have general elections, more so volatile elections of the kind that we have, with the kind of debt that is being thrown around, and the kind of bravado, you know, the brazen things that you see, abuse outright. A governor was abused yesterday in his own state. But I'll leave that. They solve it amongst themselves. If you look at the demeanor, the behavior of some of our politicians, you'll be asking yourself, are these people depending on votes to get that victory? They're talking with so much confidence, bravado, insulting anybody inside who doesn't. You know, yesterday I talked about the possible emergence of a Hitler and the Hitler movement. Yeah, still resonates in my mind. But back to where we are going. So what is going on? Because they need 100,000 vehicles, 4,000 boats. They need to move materials to 176,846. Registration areas across the 8,809 registration areas across 707 local governments. So it's not a case of assigning a petrol tanker to one state or some silly thing like that. It's to make sure that you have ease of movement. Because there are other attendant bodies, statutory, that will go along with this. This is just the INEC bill. Okay, what about security? How do you move the security forces? All this, and it's a month to the elections. Right, less than, it's weeks to the elections. But it says here that Tinubu spokesperson says that things will change before the polls. Labour Party says INEC should double-check transport unions. And the PDP says that we are hoping it will be brought under control by that time. Let's be honest with ourselves, the optics don't look good. The optics don't look good. It doesn't look good at all. And so you ask yourself, it's written here in the punch too. Fuel scarcity threatens elections, national security, INEC and CDS. And the point says that the prolonged scarcity of PMS, coal petrol, has become a concern for the defense and security of Nigeria. Chief of Defense Staff Lucky Irabor has declared on Tuesday. So should we sit tight and expect something to happen? I think you better be open-minded about these things so that you are not caught by surprise. Yeah. But it's not looking too good.
I said something on social media, on Instagram this morning, and I didn't even know that, you know, my mind has stolen that idea from your mind. Because I thought about everything, and I was like, okay, this thing is looking like a scripted Nollywood or even Hollywood movie. Like, all of these things happening at the same time. Mm. Like, it's too much to bear. How we are able to bear it and for this long is what beats me.
Because of the rules of broadcasting and the rules that guide public speaking, I can't actually tell people my mind in this particular case.
Yeah.
It has security implications. Mm. But I've seen it happen before. You know, I've seen it's moving in a pattern that I understand. I can't say what it is on air.
If it's just all one big coincidence?
It can be a coincidence. It can be a coincidence, Sheriff, that you'll have, first of all, you have all the fighting amongst the politicians. You know, the level of exposure is frightening. Frightening. So that has created a scenario on its own. You have a fuel crisis. You have a currency crisis. Okay, you have a fuel crisis. You have a currency. Unemployment is at its highest. There's inflation. People now do not have cash. All these things, in my mind, I don't need.
How can people not have cash to spend? Like,
well, we're all victims. We're victims of what I consider a well-designed state capture. This is my take. Let me say it, and I'd like to be. This is my take. I could be wrong. I hope I am wrong. The president has designed something. Okay, has designed this to take money out of circulation, to stop some people who believe that money is all they need to get into Abuja, to get into, and you can see the arrogance and whatever it is, and you can see money at play, but these guys are smart. So my belief is that they have, if that's why when I keep talking about a Hitler is baking, I have a fair idea of what I'm talking about, but I can't, you know. So this is my theory. So what they have done, what I believe is going on, is every step to frustrate that exercise has been done. Every step to make the president and MFA look like the bad guys. They played. Well, let me say it in Yoruba so you can, and street language, so you can. What serves to Molowani? It is a well-scripted exercise. The things that are being said that are like droppings are not done by accident. They're not done. It's like, create a mess, clean it up. Create a mess, clean it up. But I'm sure you have a fair idea who the target is and what it is all about. It's all about power. So, therefore, there are some other groups now, I believe, who are now saying that, look, from what we can see, wouldn't it be better if this thing never took place?
Oh.
And then so you might be having, these are all speculations, so you might be having another force that will be saying that, no, it's not going to happen. Let's prepare the ground. I've seen it happen before. If you take my age at 67, you take away, okay, I was a child, just take away 16 years, then you know what I have seen. Yes, I've seen governments change. I've seen governments change. There was a guy sitting down here on Saturday. He was sat down here innocently. Mahmoud, we remember what we did when Muritala was killed in Benin. I've seen it happen. The forces that want to hold Nigeria down are very, very strong forces. And unfortunately, the man given that responsibility is just waking up from slumber. He should have ensured that at least coming from his own area, he should have secured the border. but he didn't. They beat him at his game. The question is, how many people are involved in this conspiracy and at what level? Because you are talking big money, you are talking big time. So the
optics... Let's go and start a podcast now.
Let's go and start a podcast.
Let's start a podcast.
You
can't do the podcast here. You can't do the podcast here.
Tibati Meho. You know.
Jeffrey Meho.
Look, what we are contending with, I'm glad that you are making light of even this
mess that they're saying. What can we do now?
But those of us who are conscious know, and we don't want to frighten anybody, you know, that they were facing. But there seems to be some level of state capture. Look at what happened in Kano. The government has denied, though.
Yeah.
I saw some denial, but I also saw some videos.
I saw
some people stoning what looked like a helicopter. I don't know whether it was an NNPC helicopter, but I did see the visuals there. But the government, of course, would want to deny that, you know. But look at the kind of, you know, brickbats that's going on. You'll be frightened. So I'm worried about this story, which talks about logistics, more so about the other headline. Because the other headline is full of innuendos. Listen again, let me read it. Fuel scarcity threatens elections and national security.
Oh yes.
Credited to INEC and the Chief of Defense Staff. And we are just 23 days away. And there doesn't seem to be any solution in sight. So.
Let's go to the punch. I mean, that was heavy. New Naira racketeering, EFCC to raid Lagos, Kaduna, Port Harcourt currency hawkers.
Let me read it again. Sorry, I know you read it like a professional, but let me read it so my people get the cocoa. New Naira racketeering, EFCC to raid Lagos, Kaduna, Port Harcourt currency hawkers. The question I ask is for what? The hawkers are just businessmen taking advantage of a bad situation. Let's be honest with ourselves. The hawkers' effect in this situation is minimal. It's the big guys who want to frustrate this effort and create a crisis that are responsible. If you have a massive inflow of currency tomorrow, the hawkers will disappear. How much will this hawker? How much?
So if you go naturally,
what are we talking about? You go and arrest a hawker who maybe at the maximum has about 2 million in a Ghana must go back in one corner, and is doing POS or whatever it is. This is big time sabotage. What you should have is a combination of EFCC, DSS, military intelligence, getting to the nitty gritty of this exercise that has been done before. Are you telling me that a 90-day notice is not enough for people to get these things off the road? What are we talking about here? All you did was change the currency. You're not telling people to bring 1 billion in bags and collect another 1 billion in cash from the banks. No. What you're saying is, and the encouragement is, if your money is legal over 90 days, deposit it in the banks. When you do need money, go cash it. And we have now turned this thing into such a big crisis. There was a riot in Benin about 2 days ago. Lagos is very tense. I heard your program this morning. I heard your program yesterday about the woman who was crying.
Right.
And I heard your program this morning about the frustration of what's going on. What I will plead with our people is there is big stake politics going on in this money issue. And so you cannot completely domicile the problem at the doorsteps of the government. It appears to be beyond them. It's a big scale operation. And so what you have is you have various things being injected into the system. Bottom line, some people do not want you to stop, you know, to stop the usage of money for elections. And it's a lot of money. Not only is it a lot of money, ironically, it is our money. You know, I feel so sorry for Buhari in this exercise, because he was very forthright and clear why he wanted to do it. And by common sense thinking, you would think that, okay, so we want to change the currency in 90 days. Changing currency doesn't necessarily mean bringing all the money. You shouldn't be having too much money at home anyway. And you go to the bank, you deposit your money, it's credited to your account, and you collect as you need. You do transfer, you do this and that. We make it look as if everybody is told to bring their money out to come and collect the cash equivalent. Who is hoarding the money in the banks? It's not these people that the EFCC is going after. It's big. This is big time. You're talking billions. Okay, with this hint, have we seen any of the EDs of any of the banks being interrogated? Have you gone into, has the CBN itself gone into the banks to find out what is happening? I don't like, if we, look, let's call a spade, and don't let people use us, you know, to turn against the government in an exercise that otherwise would have benefited us. I'm sorry, but that's where I stand. That is my reading of the situation. It's a big-time conspiracy to put this government in bad light. It is. I don't know who is responsible for doing that. It's not my job. That's why you have... I would have thought that by now, under the office of the NSA, you would have a quick committee of the DSS, the EFCC, okay? Even the NDLEA. Have a quick committee headed by some top notch something. I want you to get to the root of it. But guess what the problem also is? We haven't treated our own operatives right. How many of them now have what you would call the national spirit? Is it the man, maybe one of the most intelligent is the man that you have refused to promote? You now call on him at this time, he'll be compromised. So therein lies another problem. Just one story the other day was talking about some soldiers resigning. The level of, you know, the level of national, the lack of national spirit in some of our operatives is understandable. That's why originally we were talking about nepotism in the security forces. Some of them are being compromised. Some of them have not even been compromised. They've not been offered anything, but they've just sit back and do nothing. That's where we are today. So this story, it doesn't bring much succor to, you know, to my mind, because it says that the Apex Bank has asked commercial banks to stop multiple debit card withdrawals as it stepped off. It's not this 100,000 money that you are talking about. Let's get this right. Of people queuing up for 5,000 and 20,000. No, that's not what it is. I believe there must be a big conspiracy going on, and now they put him into gear 5, running in all directions between parliament and this and that and so on and so forth. At the end of the day, we are the people who are suffering. So what should the government be doing at this point in time? I believe the president needs to address the nation and give us a 10-point agenda to attack these things. He had better do it very, very quickly. This country is in a moment of crisis. I don't think we can bear this crisis for another 2 days of lack of fuel and lack of cash. So he needs to address the nation and give us a step by step. I don't know why the banks can't give out the old notes in the interim. It's still valid for another 14 days, is it?
10 days.
Give out the 20,000, or give out the old notes. It's still legal tender. And the part of the law that says that my cousin read yesterday, that says that even after the time band has expanded, the CBN must still accept the old notes. Accept and do what with them?
So here is the explanation to that. And
are you a lawyer?
No. I think it's very straightforward.
If it's straightforward, how come I don't know?
That's why you have me. You are free to not know some things. No.
Okay.
You are free to not know some things. Then I'll come in.
Okay.
So the CBN governor was in at the House of Representatives there, and he was telling them that they will still, you know, receive the old note, because that's what the Constitution says. But the old note will cease to be legal tender after the expiration.
So what are you receiving the old notes for?
You know, for those who legitimately earned their money for one reason or the other, they couldn't make it to the bank during that time.
So how does that process go now? How do you determine who legitimately made
and their legitimate money? So I don't know what the EFCC will ask those people.
This exercise has been foiled.
So no, it hasn't.
That effort will be compromised. Who can determine if you've made your money legitimately?
The EFCC will be there. The ICPC will be there.
It was the NDC.
So if, well,
the
NDC, for instance, now,
were they not at the primary to look now, out for those?
For instance, now, if you approach the bank with five Ghana must go at the back of your ES350 and you say, "Yeah, Sheriff, where you come help me load this thing inside the bank?" They'll be waiting for us.
In all the branches.
Where the branches, yes, they will call them. The managers, they are obligated to call them up.
Sheriff, the horse has bolted. EBT Kini Ejiwani. Let's move on. Second base.
I think that.
We've been hard.
I think that. I agree with what you have said. That the POS guys are not the main issue.
Not the main issue. They're taking advantage of, because the POS guy who wants to go and collect 200,000 from it's not going to work out.
But even they too are making life, that's where I'm going. They too are making life unbearable for the people. So from what I heard this morning, they go to the ATM pay points with like 6-7 ATM cards. So they pay into different people's accounts, then collect their ATM cards. Because they are doing business, they approach the machine and then they start withdrawing while the queue is so long.
All these things would not have taken place if you had enough support.
I totally agree.
So what we need to hear from our president, to be honest with you. We need a clear statement on the way forward. We shouldn't overlook this crisis. What kind of a coincidence would that be? There is no, I forgot the third one. There is no fuel. There is no money.
There's no power. There's no power. No light.
No light.
No light. Now, the last thing I wanted to add to this is that, I mean, this exercise is probably going to end up where we left off, because I have a feeling that those people that hoarded the old currency have hoarded the new currency as well. This is why I said so. So the banks have high net worth clients, right? Someone has about almost close to a billion in your bank. You say high net worth, definitely. And it wants the new currency. Are you going to turn the person down? And the person has other connects that those people too, they have money in your bank. You got these people through him or her, and they want the currency.
You see,
are you going to deny that?
This is where our tolerance for corruption has led us. When in the early days, people were talking about corruption, nip in the bud. Now, our tolerance for corruption has led us to where we are. A high net worth client is going to Roger Abel and get his money. Let's be adults here. The children are in school.
They will get their money.
It's not a matter of influence. But you see, this thing, I believe, was done. First of all, the intentions of the president were clear and noble. But they beat him at his game. And at the bottom of it is what I will call a tolerance for corrupt practices. That it has eaten. That is why I hope the masses will learn from this. That in future, when people start talking about corruption, this is where it leads countries. Do you know, if it was the days when I used to write a column, the title of my column would be, "Who Can the President Trust?" In this exercise that he did, look at all the efforts they made, even up to the point that the Minister of Finance didn't even know about it. But see where it has landed. Is the president on his own? Is he able to carry other people along? Don't forget, because of his appearance of being anti-corruption, remember in the second election that president, he lost in Asoro. Yes, these things you need to see them. So we are in for a very, very bad ride.
The monster called corruption.
Yes.
Let's go to Daily Trust. Weekend-led G5 fails to name preferred presidential candidate. I mean, it's February, Abby.
No, they don't lule. And I predicted it. They went a bridge too far. The G5 is gone. They're no longer relevant. Ikpeazu has a problem. Ikpeazu is of the PDP. He's one of the G5. He's the gubernatorial candidate died, unfortunately. God rest his soul. So now it is only the chairman and the executive at the national level
that's right.
that he has been fighting that can choose a successor for him. So the story of Ikwazu, I leave that one for you to digest that one first. But don't throw it out, to keep it in one corner of the mouth. The story here says that Autumn, he has publicly rooted for Obi. He has publicly, it's there. Autumn's rooting for Obi to actualize his senatorial bid and install his successor. Autumn, he was gathered, is tilting towards Obi. Okay? Wike, it is said, is likely to back Tinubu. Which is good. At the very least, it adds more to the war chest of the APC contestants. At the very least. I don't know what kind, in terms of numbers, we are not too sure what numbers it can guarantee. But definitely is a good catch for Asiwaju. Then it says that your government is running back home to Atiku.
Oh.
Yes, it's here. It says, you know, your posters of Atiku and Makinde have been matched, contrary to what was obtainable weeks ago. Oti Loleyi. He's gone. If he says he's gone behind, he doesn't have, but if he's Oti Loleyi. So, photographs of Atiku and Makinde are now emerging. And an associate professor of political sociology, University of Abuja, Dr. Abubakar Umar Kari, said it was clear that the G5 have run out of steam. But I want to borrow the words of the APC leader, the professor emeritus of politics, the Jagaban, what is Lule? He's gone, they're gone. That's the end of the G5. They've huffed, they've puffed, but they couldn't blow the house down.
There you go. Let's take this editorial from the Vanguard. Let's take one more.
We can't. Let's read. I'm tired. I have a headache.
We're out of time. So let's just read the headlines. Trafficking of the new Naira notes.
That's the editorial
from the Vanguard. We have this one from the Punch. Protests as the Ekweremadu's wife appear in UK court.
Yes. I just hope that, you see, what the Ekweremadus need to do, and the supporters, just face the case. Don't start any protest. You know, take public attention away from the case, and it will help him. Trust me on that one.
Will protests have helped? Let them organize.
It won't help you, because in that society there's zero tolerance for what is claimed to have happened in any manner. And I would say that you need to be careful with the UK judges. You know, this will not be Nigeria. You have to be very, very careful. Go in quietly and get your case, so that at least even if you do get guilty, if you are found guilty, you'll be able to mitigate the sentence by your humble and whatever. If you start some kind of demonstration, you have yourselves to blame.
This one here that I want us to look at briefly. Governors should act on death row inmates.
Oh, no, I'm a strong advocate of that. First of all, I don't believe in capital punishment. But it is better for you to, you know, to let the sentence take place than to keep a man. Some people, they have been waiting for execution for 15 years. Every morning, your heart is in your mouth. And we must have protocols for doing things. Don't say my religion doesn't allow. If your religion doesn't allow you to do something, then you are not ready to be governor. Because some haven't signed because, my religion doesn't allow me to
sign.
Some will never get to sign, and we must stop that. So we must put something in our laws. First of all, I'd like us to abrogate the death penalty if we can. But if we don't, we must put a time frame with it that if within this time you don't kill a guy, then you should let him go. Let him go home.
All righty. What's coming at 9, dear Bumi?
Thankfully, dear Bumi.
Okay. Anybody coming?
Yes, now. I won't do it alone.
Okay. Who's coming? You can do it with me. I can do it.
No. I'm not going to do dear Bumi. You can see that I prefer to have women. It's deliberate. Yes. I'll tell you off air why I always have women.
It's
a secret between you and I. It's not a toasty ploy.
And I promise not to tell.
It's not a toasty ploy.
I promise not to tell. Before they say, he's teaching us. Thank you so much for coming.
Okay,
Jebumi comes up at 9 with Jimmy and his guest. I'm Sheriff. Let's take this break, bring the news, and then we continue with your experience in trying to get cash for your day to day running. Stay here.
And I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running late to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. Now, what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not a